All rise. And we're not talking about Aaron Judge. We're talking about a different judge today, one I'm very proud of. Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club support the Todd Wright Toddcast as well as Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Please remember them if you are ever in need of legal assistance. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Appropriate since we're talking about a judge today. Plantation Palms Golf Club will host the season opener once again of the Todd Wright Tour season. It will be traditional in its traditional early October Saturday morning spot. I invite you to check out Plantation Palms Golf Club, whether you want to play there. Par 72, 18-hole, well-maintained championship course. A lot of attention recently on the right fairway bunker being reduced. New grass surrounding it looks really good. It's a good golf hole made better by the changes Jesse Pratt just made to the 16th hole. They have mini golf. They have a driving range. They have lights on the mini golf and the driving range, a wonderful sound system, Mulligan's Pub for food and drink. They host special events. They'll have a dueling pianos night this Friday night. They have members, but they're also open to the public. You also do not need to do anything involving golf to enjoy the restaurant and the bar or the patio, dining and drinking, overlooking the 9th and 18th hole. I don't like live music. Some people do. Often there's live music at Mulligan's Pub as well. It's in Land O'Lakes. Visit PlantationPalms.net for tee times and other information. I have been trying to give out free golf to people who want to check out the mini golf with your families, or free greens fees for those who want to play the par 72 18-hole course. The offer still stands if someone wants to reach out who hasn't been there in the last 5 years. Send me a request, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I may try on a future visit to the Tampa Bay area to see his mom and dad to get the newest Supreme Court justice, the 94th all-time on the Florida State Supreme Court, Justice Adam Tannenbaum, out to Plantation Palms or a similar golf club. I have a feeling my next round of golf will be with him in Tallahassee. I just played Southwood on my visit to Tallahassee, which I chronicled on my social media, my Facebook page, or my Instagram at ToddWright2121. When I said all rise to open this podcast, I heard it while sitting on the floor of the state Supreme Court last week and raised to my feet to welcome the six justices prior to my friend as I attended my friend's investiture ceremony. Now, I would imagine that word is unique to many of you, and it was to me. I received a mailed, printed, very formal, like being invited to a wedding, investiture ceremony invitation many weeks ago from my longtime friend from Seminole High School. We were in student government together. We hung out together. We weren't best friends, but there was a connection between Adam Tannenbaum of Seminole High School and me. Adam was 2 years behind me in school. He was extremely intelligent. And he's still, to see him, there was part of the investiture ceremony, which is, it's a formal ceremony to swear in, even though he's been on the job for months, where people can celebrate Adam's appointment to the Supreme Court. And it was overflow, full of Adam's friends and family and so many other people who he's worked with and known throughout, his words, 25 jobs to get to this point where he now sits on the Florida State Supreme Court. And I'm very proud of him, whether it is right of me to say that or not. I'm very excited for him, and I have been someone throughout much of my life, probably wrong, when I get invited to something, I immediately think of how to say no. I'm very guarded. Many of you might be surprised to know that despite all my public speaking, all that I've done in the public eye, radio, television, podcasts, what have you, I can be quite the introvert. Now, when I'm around people that I know, I like, I love, I trust, I'm me. I am. And I have a good time. When I'm not, and this has been for years, not just now at my advanced age, I'm afraid. I admit it. But when I received this invite, it was a yes immediately. The only thing Adam had to help me with was the dress code and the parking. And he covered both very well. So this podcast is just about how we all in life have friends and family who achieve. And in this case, I just wanted to share in justice Adam Tannenbaum's achievement. Someone who went to Seminole High School in Pinellas County, very successful there, successful throughout his law career. Most recently, I had served on the Florida Court of Appeals and had been appointed. Governor DeSantis had attempted once before to get Adam on the Supreme Court. It was denied. And Adam went through the process a second time, and this time got in. And that's not unprecedented either, based on some of the current justices that are sitting with him. There are 7, 4 men, 3 women. The first woman, by the way, so part of being a VIP for an investiture ceremony at the Florida Supreme Court is not only a tour of the court, but learning a lot of things. It was 100 times more interesting and well done than I thought it would be, which is to the credit of those who work there. And at one point, we're in a place called the Lawyer's Lounge. So the Lawyer's Lounge is this area that is not open to the public. It exists. It is a room that exists in behind where the justices seat formally on the Supreme Court. And that's, no, I'm sorry, is that the Lawyer's Lounge? Well, I know it's this special room. So there was a lot we saw that particular day. And one day, I think I have this right, we were told, you know, everything changed in 1985. And the woman who was the tour guide said, why did everything change in 1985? And I'm glad I'm not alone, that I and a couple others with connections to Seminole High School, hence connected to Adam Tannenbaum, were all thinking, well, yeah, 1985, that's when Dr. Emmett Brown, you know, first fired up the DeLorean and had Einstein skip over 1 minute, and then Marty ended up taking it back 30 years. Glad we didn't say anything. No, that's when the first woman was appointed to the Florida State Supreme Court in 1985. We are currently at 4 men and 3 women on the Florida State Supreme Court, and it gives me great pride to see an old friend of mine on the court. Not someone that I stayed in constant contact with throughout his 25 jobs, while I got married, while I had 3 children. He apparently was following me more than I was following him, but we have since reconnected. We have also reconnected since his investiture ceremony And I gave him a hard time about how nowhere during the day and at his reception was coffee available, which would have helped considering how long the day long the day was. And of course, I can do this to him because we've known each other for a long time. And he wouldn't have it any other way. And much like when he quotes Taylor Swift in his investiture ceremony speech, I wouldn't expect anything else from Justice Adam Tannenbaum than I would from the person, Adam Tannenbaum. So I just wanted on this podcast to talk about what a unique experience I had being an invited guest, sitting on the floor of the Florida Supreme Court for a type of ceremony that most of us have never heard about, and seeing a friend reach unbelievable heights in his career, because it was so unique, and something I will remember for a very, very long time. Congrats to my friend, Justice Adam Tannenbaum. Feel free to Google if you would like to learn more. It's Adam Tannenbaum, the 94th all-time justice on the Florida State Supreme Court. I'm pretty sure he won't listen to this podcast. I'm brainstorming how to get him a sports jersey with the name, with his name and the number 94 on it as a special gift for me, for the gift he gave me of inviting him to his celebration, to talk to his parents, to see old friends from Seminole High School, and reconnect. It was really special, and I congratulate Adam on his appointment to the Florida State Supreme Court. Not something you're going to hear someone talk about every day. So I thought I'd share the story about the success of my friend and how I shared in it last week in Tallahassee. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented appropriately by Brandon Legal Group and by Plantation Palms Golf Club. Remember to take me up on that offer of free mini golf or free golf on the championship course. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com about Plantation Palms Golf Club.